Now, wait a minute. I thought Notre Dame's the only team that goes and plays somebody in Dublin, Ireland. What's up with Florida State doing this now?
Ooh, international logo, Bill. I like it. I think it's pretty cool. I think it's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I mean, you know, the NFL does this, so and there's a reason you kind of see the same NFL teams do it over and over with, you know, the Bucks, the Jags, different teams going to Mexico, Germany, London. I think it's pretty cool. You know, if you'd asked me 5 years ago, hey, you think you'll ever see your team play out of the United States? I'd be like, probably not. I think it's pretty neat. It's also like a week zero game. You play Georgia Tech, so you don't – it was on the road anyway, so you don't lose a home game in Doak. You should beat Georgia Tech, I would think, next year. So, anyway, I'm excited about it. I think Florida State will make money on this. And, you know, again, I think they're doing kind of anything they can to show what kind of brand they've got. And, you know, this is another step in Michael Alford, their AD, doing that to say, hey, you know, brand is not only national, but now international. So I think it's cool.
Will they travel pretty well, you think, the fans, to that?
Man, the reaction on social media has been phenomenal. I think so. I know a lot of people that have already, like, done the so Florida State started a thing you could put down a deposit, and it's all kind of first come, first serve. It comes with tickets, and, you know, there's one package that comes with tickets and golf and a couple other things. There's another package that comes with some experiences with the tickets and this, that, and the other. And I'm going. I know a bunch of buddies that are going. So I think the response will be good. Again, it's enough notice. It's over a year out. You know, flights these days just aren't – I mean, you can go direct for, like, $900. I mean, that's, you know, essentially, like, back and forth, right? Like, that's essentially what it costs to go to, you know, the other side of the country here, right? Like, to go to Hawaii or California. So I think you can book it out far enough, and if you travel with enough people, it makes it pretty, you know, it's not cheap by any means, but pretty affordable. Again, once-in-a-lifetime type trip. A lot of people like to travel to Europe anyway. The biggest concern I have is drinking that much Guinness before a game. I do worry about that. But other than that, yeah, I think it'll be pretty well attended.
So go over there. It's not about the whiskey. It's about the Guinness.
I'm sure that both will be partaken. Probably less whiskey at the tailgate. But, yes, I'm sure that the week will include a lot of both.
T.J. Pittenger with us. All right, what's the story on receiver Destin Hill?
Man, so Josh Newberg and Sam Spiegelman, longtime friend of the Bill King Show, Josh Newberg, they both broke some news yesterday, just kind of confirming a report from December where Sam came out and said, you know, Destin is rumored to be enrolling in May. When that was rumored, Bill, I thought – that seemed like it held a little bit of weight for two reasons. One, there were two – the date was just so specific. And the other side of that, there was a couple of times that he could have enrolled before May, and we kept hearing, oh, he'll enroll the next time. He'll enroll the next time. Well, this is like he'll enroll at a very specific date. So it almost seemed like, you know, he's going through something or he's got some kind of obligation to attend to, but it'll be done in May, whatever that is, whatever, you know, rumors or reports or whatever. It'll be done in May. So I kind of thought that stuck out. So based on what I've been told and based on their report, they reached out, confirmed it again with Hill's camp. Josh says he confirmed it with some folks at Florida State. I mean, that's in the article. That's no inside info. And so I think it's sounding like Florida State's going to get their top prospect. We're about 6 weeks away from May, and I don't necessarily know that it's going to be May 1st, but We're pretty close here to finding out, which comes at a good time with the injury to Micah Pittman. Kind of unfortunate there that he's probably going to miss 3 to 6+ months. That's going to run you right into the beginning of the season. So he certainly wouldn't have any kind of spring camp or fall camp. So it probably comes at a pretty good time. And then Josh mentioned this. I think he's going to come in with his full eligibility. They say he's still in really good shape, you know, world-class athlete to start. And he gets to come in with Hakeem Williams. And so that could be your wide receiver core for the next couple of years. Anybody and people ask about, like, being in shape. Well, anything he may have lost from being away from football, I've also been told that he's been training and staying in shape. Anything he's lost from being away from football, he's certainly gained in just literal 2 years of being older, right? He's not quite Chris Winkie, but he definitely gains a little bit just from growing more. So I'm excited for it. And again, I don't know exactly what went down. There's crazy rumors here, there, and everywhere. But shout out to the kid for continuing to work and 2 years later still being enough of an impact that Mike Norvell thinks he's a take at Florida State. So we'll see if he makes the campus or not. But kind of a neat, you know, comeback if he's able to.
Just for everybody, he is Destin Hill from New Orleans, Edna Carr High School. Signed class of 21 and never got there, right? He took a year off for personal reasons. That's the way it's labeled. And so you mentioned we're, what, a couple of years out now, and I don't think he's been anywhere else, right? He did not enroll anywhere else, correct?
Correct, yeah. So based on my understanding, he still has, you know, 5 years to play for. You know, and so he's got his full eligibility. You know, I think, again, what you may lose from him not playing, you probably gain in just physical maturity. So, yeah, I think it's exciting. You know, a kid that just absolutely can take the top off. I mean, got clocked at under a 440. You know, like we'll see again how much he's still got. But I think it's certainly exciting. He was the highest rated recruit in that 2021 class, right? So. You're not talking about a middle of the road kind of low 3-star that you're getting. You're talking about the best player that you recruited that year.
Allen in Tampa says, Bill, tell TJ I'll buy him a pint in Dublin.
Just one, Allen. Allen, every time I call Allen or every time I talk with him, he's moving about 14 tons of dirt around. I think I deserve at least two or three from Allen, but no, it's going to be fun, man. I know a lot of people that are going, I almost went to Ireland last year, and then some things come up. Some things just didn't work out based on FSU schedule and timing. And so my wife and I had plans to go. And so when that came out yesterday, I looked at her and said, we're going. And she said, yep, sounds great. No kids. So, yeah, Al and I will probably have several pints out there.
TJ with us each and every Thursday. Yeah, Alan can afford many pints. When he has a suite and the chicken nugget platter, which is about five nuggets at Florida State, cost $132, you can afford a few pints, right?
I'm giving Alan a hard time, but he's the best guy in the world, man. He invited me and my buddy up to the suite last year for the Clemson game. He always hooks us up with a really good parking spot because I throw a tailgate, and he knows I don't want to carry all that stuff for half a mile, so I give him a hard time, but he's a good guy. But, yeah, those suite tickets are nice. I'm glad he paid for my chicken nuggets that night, too.
Any football news from the spring?
Yeah, it's a little slow this week just because they're on spring break and there's not as much recruiting. So quick recruiting nugget or two. It sounds like Charles Lester, 5-star defensive back, is really close to committing. He literally said, I almost committed right after I met Jameis. You know, a lot of – Which I'm almost glad he didn't, because that's a very emotional, it would be a very, you know, hyped up commitment. And I do think you want to, as exciting as fans would have, you know, enjoyed that and loved that, I think you do want to make sure that you're making the right decision and make sure you're not. I think it's mature to not make decisions when you're emotional. You know, if I met Jameis Winston at a recruiting visit, I'd probably start getting pretty emotional too, right? So I think he's really close. I think Florida State will pull him. I think the other 5-star they have committed, Cam Davis, is talking about shutting his recruitment down, not taking some of the visits he talked about. So recruiting looks really good right now, and that's just really like a couple of 5-stars. There's a lot of blue-chip guys that I think they're close on, a couple of offensive linemen that you guys can check out on Double Fries YouTube. We talk about all of them. And then from the camp, I think that, you know, they've had some guys impressed, some guys do really good things. Daryl Jackson, the transfer from Miami, and Joshua Farmer, who are both defensive tackles, have – I've been told are unblockable right now. And I don't even think that's like a concern around the offensive line. I just think that those guys are so good. Bill, they're probably your third and fourth options behind Fabian Lovett, who returns for his final season, and Braden Fisk, the transfer, best defensive line transfer in the country last year. And so for those guys to be your third and fourth options and be described as unblockable, that defensive line is going to be pretty serious this year. I think they're liking what they're seeing from Fintrell Cypress, the number one corner transfer from the Power Five, obviously Travis Hunter being the number one overall. But I think they really like what they've got there. And the wide receivers are starting to gel really well. Winston Wright, who had to sit out last year due to injury, has really filled in well in that slot position with Micah Pittman being out. So I expect, you know, big things from him as well. But, yeah, you know, a little bit slower. They're only a week into practice, so just really kind of some getting used to each other kind of news and notes. But a good spring so far outside of the injury to Pittman again, and that was really something he had sustained a while back. That's not a spring injury or anything like that.
What's your basketball bracket look like?
I've got about 3 hours to fill it out. I have watched less college basketball this year, Bill, due to Florida State, you know, setting a program record of losses. You know, when your team loses, you know, you're not really as invested in everybody else's. But yeah, I haven't picked one team yet. I was waiting for the first four stuff to get done before I started, but I'll do it here in a little bit. Who you got winning?
Alabama, which is, you know, that's too easy.
Only redeeming quality in Alabama winning would be that it would upset Karen. So I'd be a big fan of Alabama. You know, that's the only thing that would be good for Alabama to win. So there's a little silver lining if it happens.
I saw a stat. Florida football and basketball, both with losing seasons together now for the first time in 40 years.
Yeah, I think it's payback for that little, you know, reign of terror they had over the NCAA in the middle of the 2000s, right? Winning back-to-back titles in basketball, winning football, you know, 2 out of 3 years. I think it serves them right, you know. Like sometimes you're on the mountain, sometimes you're in the valley, and this is the valley of Florida athletics right now. Their gymnastics program is really, really good, so, you know, shout out to them for that. They do really, really well there. But, yeah, that's what they get for, you know, Billy Donovan and Urban Meyer absolutely terrorizing the entire country for 4 or 5 years.
I tell you what, I would think there's some pressure on the AD there. That cannot sustain. And you remain as the AD.
All jokes aside, like, you know, I'd say, like, you know, up and down, yeah. And this is what they get for Billy and Urban and stuff. They've had some other controversy there at UF. There's a lot of people unhappy with how some things have gone. They've had to fire some women's coaches for I think both coaches were males, but they had to fire some women's coaches for just some kind of reports of some verbal abuse, some physical abuse, just, you know, stuff that you don't like. And those are hires that he made. Those are things that he allowed to kind of – not allowed to go on. But, again, you're the AD. You're responsible. And then, yeah, I mean, you know, football and basketball, it doesn't matter how many your Olympic sports are great. Football and basketball being down are not going to make the big boosters happy. So, yeah, I think that he's probably not too long for that job.
Tell everybody how they can get your content.
Yeah, go search Double Fries No Slaw on YouTube. We have a great time putting out content almost daily, sometimes 2 or 3 times a day. Yesterday was a big news day, so go check us out.
See you next week, man.
Thank you, brother.
We're clear. Rest of the way, man. Clear all the way. Extend.